only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry. I drive on the streets 'cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills 'cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses the wind. And I never worry, now that is a lie. I don't ever wanna feel like I did that day. Take me to the place.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Under the Bridge, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you later this hour. A guy gets clocked doing 130 miles an hour on the interstate. This is in Connecticut. Why was he driving so fast? Yes, that's what the trooper asked him. I'll give you the response in a little while.
Yeah. Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Oh, 5-7 CFW, there goes Foreigner, hot-blooded. It's Mike McKay along with you. Out on Facebook this morning, just curious, it's National Have Fun at Work Day today. So make sure, if you're working today, that you have fun at least, you know, a few minutes today. And if you have a fun job, or if you have fun at work, head over to our Facebook page and tell me, you know, why? How? What do you do? Want to hear about it, okay? There's fun jobs out there. There's people that have fun at work. Let me know what makes your job fun. 1057 CFW's Facebook page, or feel free to text me through that Civic Media app. CFW Madonna on Holiday. Mike McKay along with you. All right, let's do it. Let's get to the birthday and anniversary shout outs for today and over the weekend. They're brought to you each and every weekday morning by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire. Lasker Jewelers, they're right across from the Oakwood Mall. You know where they are. They've been taking care of the jewelry needs of the Chippewa Valley for decades, decades, and decades. They can take care of your jewelry needs too. All right, stop on in. No matter what you're looking for, no matter what the occasion is, no matter who the person is that you're getting jewelry for, you're going to find the perfect piece at Lasker Jewelers. And do me a favor, when you stop in there, tell them Mike McKay sent you in, okay? If you need to get somebody on the birthday or anniversary list, it's so simple, so easy. You can text me or email me through that Civic Media app. Make sure you put it to my attention if you do that. Also, you can drop a message through Facebook. Whatever you do, however you do it, just let me know who's celebrating and when, and I'll make sure to get them on the list. Let's see, today, the 31st of January, Brenda Simmons is celebrating a birthday today, and Sarah and Brian Driver celebrating their wedding anniversary today. Tomorrow, the 1st of February, wow, Jen Stewart celebrating a birthday, and Tammy Tyerman is on the birthday list for tomorrow. And then when Sunday, the 2nd of February shows up, the worst month to pronounce happens tomorrow. Anyway, Jennifer Bates is on the birthday list. Bethany Spiegel celebrating on Sunday. And Bernie Laval is got a birthday on Sunday as well. So, again, happy birthday, happy anniversary to one and all. If it's going to be your day today or over the weekend, hope it's going to be great. Let me see celebs. Justin Timberlake, 44 today, singer, actor. Kerry Washington, actor. She was in, she's been in all kinds of movies, TV shows. Remember the TV show Scandal? She was the star of that. She's 48. Tomorrow, former MMA champ Ronda Rousey is 38. Didn't she go to wrestling then afterwards? WWE, is she still doing that? I don't know. I don't watch wrestling, but I think I saw that. And Michael C. Hall, he was on the series Dexter. He was Dexter. He's 54. And tomorrow, Pauly Shore is 57. Comedian. Yeah, not that funny. I mean, kind of. I did think, though, that the movie Son-in-Law, I thought that was kind of funny. That was okay. And then when Sunday rolls around, Christy Brinkley, the former model and former Billy Joel's Uptown Girl, she's 71 on Sunday. So there you go. So, again, birthday and anniversaries brought to you each and every weekday morning by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire.
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Today's birthday and anniversary shout-outs brought to you from the studios of Lasker Jewelers.
Pour le Saint-Valentin, tout le monde est français.
For Valentine's Day, everyone is French?
Oui, ma belle sœur.
Sorry, my sister Nicole just got back from visiting the jewelry stores in Paris.
Oui.
And came back a little, how do you say, crazy.
Quoi?
In my sister's honor. For Valentine's Day, Lasker's has gone crazy too.
Fou amoureux.
Yes, crazy in love. And now through February 14th, Lasker's will be the perfect place to shop for your Valentine.
Oui.
Let our team at Lasker's help you find the perfect piece for your budget. And show you how Lasker's is simply in any language.
L'endroit le plus simple pour acheter les bijoux.
The easiest place to shop for a lumberjack.
Bijoux, pas boucheron.
Oh, for jewelry. My French is very rusty.
Ooh, l'année prochaine, nous devrons avoir des boucherons.
No, next year we will not have lumberjacks.
Tout n'est pas amusant.
CFW. Now I have time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall, and we felt this magical valley.
I never felt this way before.
Never felt.
Yes, I swear it's the truth, and I hope it'll take you.
Five seven CFW 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you rolling through this, the final day of January 2025. The question I posed to you this morning was, since it's National Have Fun at Work Day today, do you have a fun job? You can stop by our Facebook page, 1057 CFW, and drop a comment, my Mike McKay page, or text me through that Civic Media app. I got a text said, I work at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. I have fun every day. It's unbelievable that I get paid for this. That sounds cool. I could do that. Wonder if I could do my radio show from like the go-karts. I'm gonna check with them. Here's you two now.
Lover.
CFW.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't want to leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind. Baby, I got your number. Oh, and I know that you got mine. You know that I called you. I called too many times. You can call me, baby. You can call me anytime. You got to call me.
Tracy Chapman, Give Me One Reason, 105.7 CFW. It's kind of like that trooper in Connecticut. I've got the story coming up in 7 minutes. He stopped a guy going 130 miles an hour on the interstate and asked him, why are you driving so fast? I will tell you in just a bit. Stay close. You're going to want to wait to hear this excuse. All right, stay close. 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more.
Hey girl, move a little closer.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
Jones Yet and the Blackhearts, 105.7 CFW. All right, this is out of Connecticut. 28-year-old Logan Mermazafara was pulled over after a trooper clocked him doing more than 130 miles an hour on the highway. The trooper asked him why he was driving so fast. He explained, "I just want to get home to see my cat." That is not a good reason to be exceeding the speed limit. By the way, after a brief search of his vehicle, because he was driving with an expired license and also his vehicle was unregistered, some controlled substances were found in his vehicle. And let's just say it was not catnip. He was arrested and held over. It took his cat about 24 hours to see him because he needed that to post bail. He will be back with a variety of charges. I don't know. That must be one special kitty cat.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Looking to rent out farmland? Why not rent your land to Peck Farms for a year? You'll see why landowners enjoy partnering with Peck Farms year after year to improve soil health, fertility, and sustainability. To learn more, call or text Mark Peck, 715-894-7772, or email markpeck302@gmail.com. Partner with Peck Farms, because great farming starts with great partnerships.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
Looking for a meal that's fresh, exciting, and all you can eat? Come to Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi, Eau Claire's first Hot Pot Buffet. Savor traditional hot pot, freshly made sushi, and a dinner buffet featuring crab legs and oysters. With monthly specials and endless choices for lunch and dinner, there's something for everyone. Stop in for an unforgettable dining experience. Located at the corner of Claremont Avenue and London Road, Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi, where fresh flavor meets endless possibilities.
If your shingle roof needs replacement 10 years before it was supposed to, guess who you need to call?
Bjorkstrand.
Are you going to install another asphalt roof, hoping things will turn out differently?
Bjorkstrand.
Well, good luck with that.
Bjorkstrand.
Now you can have a metal roof and save a lot of money.
10%.
You'll get the roof you want at the best price of the year. Hey, this is the price that the employees pay. But this offer ends January 31st.
Bjorkstrand.
237-2678.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles has announced a new special license plate for the Wisconsin County Forests Association. According to a press release, residents can obtain the new plates by committing a $25 annual donation to the organization, which promotes sustainable forest management across the state. Residents will also have to pay an additional one-time $15 issuance fee, the regular vehicle registration fee, and an extra $15 each year if they want to personalize the special plate. A pair of state Republicans have introduced a bill that would limit what flags are allowed to be flown at government buildings. State Representative David Steffen and State Senator Eric Wimberg introduced the legislation, which would only allow the U.S. flag, state flag, POW/MIA flag, and the official flags of the armed forces to be flown at the sites. If local municipalities wanted to fly another flag, it would require a 3/4 vote from elected officials. Critics say the proposal is meant to target the Pride flag or Black Lives Matter flag. A pair of Hudson ice fishers were rescued from the St. Croix River on Monday after their truck sank into the water near Oak Park Heights. Law enforcement authorities say the men had been fishing for most of the day when they began to head back to the boat launch at around 9:30 p.m. when their truck began to sink. The men were able to get out of the truck before it became submerged in about 10 to 15 feet of water and were not reported injured. They also told authorities they planned to have the truck removed from the river by the end of the week. The Salvation Army is looking to use tiny homes as transitional housing for the unhoused population in Barron County. Officials say the organization received a donation of two tiny homes ready for occupants, which sparked the idea to create a tiny home community. The organization had previously attempted to convert a former nursing home into transitional housing after purchasing the property in 2021. Long-term construction issues forced them to abandon that project. They now plan to use that land for the tiny homes. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Maybe not record warmth like yesterday, but still a nice winter day with sunny skies and a high of 41. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low near 22. On Saturday, a bit of light snow possible in the afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies and a high of 33. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
CFW.
ZZ Top Sharp Dress Man, 105.7 CFW. It's Mike McKay along with you. I've had people that have asked me, Mike, you should have a webcam in your studio so you can go on the internet from time to time. Show us what you're doing during your show. I am a sharp dressed man this morning. I've got on, let me see, I've got a green t-shirt on with a black and kind of outlined green shirt over the top of it. And then I have sweatpants on that are black. And I got to say, I look pretty sharp, to be honest with you. My plans to not leave the house continue as I work from the palatial Mike McKay Studios to bring you this, what I feel is an extraordinary show for you.
And more, 105.7 CFW.
Softly you whisper, you're so sincere.
Journey with Open Arms, 105.7 CFW. I don't know if you've thought about this or not, but it kind of just popped in my head. Sunday is actually Groundhog Day. Yes, we'll see what the whistle pig has to say. I was listening to Jay Roberts yesterday afternoon, and he mentioned that Punxsutawney Phil only has like a 38% accuracy rate. So, you know, you could flip a coin and predict an early spring better than that dude.
Home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW.